The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Blessed Trinity. He is the bond of love between God the Father and God the Son. And in the first Pentecost, the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in different languages about the mighty acts of God. And in our gospel passage, we go back to Easter Sunday. And in that gospel passage, Jesus breathes on the apostles and gives them the Holy Spirit. And that's a very significant thing that he did. The gesture itself goes back, that is breathing on someone, goes back to the very beginning of the book of Genesis. And in Genesis, it says that at the moment of creation, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And in Hebrew, the word for spirit is ruah, R-U-A-H, which also means breath. It means breath. So we could say that the Spirit was breathing over the waters. And so John is saying in this gospel that Jesus, by giving us the Holy Spirit, is really recreating us. Spirit is recreating us because the Spirit gives us new life, just as it did the apostles. And the Spirit is present in us as the source of new life in Christ. There's a story about St. Philip Neri. He lived in the 16th century. He kind of had a great awakening in the city of Rome all by himself because of his example, because of his preaching. And they say even today, people who live in the city of Rome, that is not Rome, New York, but Rome in Italy, that they still quote phrases that St. Philip Neri used. That's what a lasting impact he had on the whole city of Rome. And on Pentecost Sunday in 1544, St. Philip Neri was praying in the catacombs. You know, Rome has the catacombs. And he described how he was praying and a ball of fire entered his mouth and lodged in his chest. And when he regained his senses, he found a swelling on his left side where his heart would be, yes. And that remained with him the rest of his life. So ever after, when he was deep in prayer or he was administering the sacraments, his heart would beat so violently that others could hear it. And after his death, they did an autopsy, and they found that several of his ribs were cracked by an enlarged heart. And I know this sounds very strange. It's a unique event in the history of our church, but I don't think any of us are going to have a ball of fire come into our mouth and lodge in our heart, but you never know. There's always a chance. But what's the point? The point is that this is actually what the Holy Spirit does, as it did to St. Philip Neri, but not in a physical way for us. For us, the Spirit brings us new life in a spiritual way. And new life means we have the ability to truly love God, to love ourselves, and love others. The Spirit brings us true love. That's what the Spirit does. And the Church teaches us that there are seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And these gifts prepare us to receive the Holy Spirit's inspiration in our hearts. I'm sure you all remember them. No? Actually, I do remember them. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord. I'm just going to say a little bit about each one. Wisdom gives us a longing for the things of God. We experience delight in what is right through wisdom. Understanding is the gift of the Holy Spirit that gives us a deeper sense of the meaning of the teachings of the church. Knowledge enables us to judge everything by the light of heaven. We judge everything by the light of heaven through knowledge. Counsel helps us to speak words that will draw others closer to God. Fortitude gives us the strength to keep trying to love and be faithful to God and to our calling, whatever our vocation in life may be, especially when things get rough. We don't give up. That's what fortitude helps us to do. Piety gives us reverence toward God and toward each other, towards all human beings, towards all people. Fear of the Lord in our context, a religious context here, isn't about terror or being afraid of God. It's just the opposite. Fear of the Lord is reverence and awe and submission to God's will. It's recognizing God's greatness and majesty and aligning one's life with his will. That's what it's all about, is doing God's will for us, just as it was for his son Jesus. It's also about avoiding what God condemns and seeking what God approves. St. John Paul II said that he used to ask the Holy Spirit every day to give him these gifts in greater abundance. And that's a very practical and good thing to do for us. Each one of us can do that same thing. And so I say, learn these gifts of the Holy Spirit. Truly think about them and pray for them each day of the week, just as Pope St. John Paul II did. And if we do that, we're opening up the door to that new life that only the Holy Spirit can bring us.